Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salawat or salutations upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel called Islamic Manners. In today's silsila we will discuss the subject of earning, halal earning or amount of earning which is necessary or which is allowed and what type of earning is not allowed, etc. There will be many issues that would be covered in this discussion. The law of Sharia is that such amount of earning is fard, mean obligatory, which is necessary to spend for the expenses of one's family and his own self, and if he has any other type of obligations, for example, he has to pay debts, then it is fard for a person to earn such amount of money that his needs are fulfilled and he does not become needy, muhtaj, and beggar to others. After earning the fard amount, person has a choice if he wants to earn more for his children or for his family to keep it for the rainy days. If parents are dependent upon children, then it is fard for the children to earn that amount of money which would be sufficient for the needs of the parents. And if a person makes an effort to earn more than his needs, and the intention is that he would help poor, destitutes, and the close relatives who are in need, then with that intention to earn more money is recommended and is mustahab. And this is better than nafli ibadat. In other words, that if he is engaged in earning more money to help poor and needy and close relatives, and he did not spend the whole night in ibadat, maybe he slept and got up for Fajr. If he was busy in the ibadat during the night, then maybe he would not have been able to do work during the day. Therefore, he chose to work and then left a nafli ibadat. So in this case, when the intention is that which we have mentioned, then his earning would earn him more sawab than the nafli ibadat. And if he earns more money with the intention that my status and my honor will be increased, and he doesn't have any element of pride in it, then this intention is mubah, or this earning is mubah. Mubah means it's allowed. It's not mustahab, it's not recommended, it's not commendable, but it's not prohibited, it is allowed. But if the intention is that if I have more money and I have more wealth, then I would be noted as a great person, and that brings pride in him, and he starts feeling that I'm better than others. This type of earning is prohibited in Islam. Now, dearest viewers of Madani Channel, this is a very sensitive matter, and it is based on the intention of the person. We need to assess our intentions, that when we are earning and we are spending so much time to earn wealth, to earn money, are we earning just to fulfill our needs? If we are doing that, then that is the first part. And if we are trying to earn more than our needs, then what is the intention? If the intention is that we would help poor people, we would help our close relatives, then that intention is good, and then act of earning is also good. But unfortunately, the pride is such a whispering of shaitan that it attacks many people, and people become proud when they start seeing the wealth, when they start seeing the money. You will not find many people who are wealthy and they're not proud, or they're not arrogant. In fact, the arrogance is sort of welded with wealth. So as far as Muslims are concerned, we are concerned, each and everything of us is regulated by our deen. So our deen regulates our size of earning and with what intention we are earning. The purpose of doing whatever we want to do in this dunya is the preparation of akhirah, so we can be successful in the akhirah. The purpose of being in this world is not about enjoying the wealth of this dunya and be able to buy every comfort and ease with the money and enjoy yourself and entertain yourself and buy most expensive and sophisticated things to serve you or to give you comfort. That's not the purpose of life. Therefore, Sharia has clear-cut guidelines and explanations. So, if we have an amount through our work or business and through our earnings which is sufficient for our needs, we should be thankful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for His ni'mah, that He has not made us needy and muhtaj of others. But if we are able to keep our intentions in control, then to desire and work for more is also fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But believe me, most of the people are weak. So if they don't have it, it is better for them, for their hereafter, than if they have it, because they would then probably would be caught in pride and in arrogance. And that's disaster and that's dangerous. And there are some people who would sit in the masajid or in the khanqah, in the shrines of Awliya Allah, and they act as holy people. And they show to the people that they are mutawakkil, as if they trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But their eyes are always looking that someone would come and give them some money or give them some wealth. So in reality, they're not mutawakkil. They don't trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their rizq, for their earnings. They are looking towards the people. But they pretend to be mutawakkil. They pretend to be the one who trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very bad. It would have been better for them to go and work and earn some money and eat the halal rizq than earning their wealth in this way. And you will find a lot of people doing that, acting as mujawars or some khadims, or have different types of names. And they're just sitting and waiting for people to come and give them some amount of monies. Similarly, these days the Piri Muridi has become a professional. It has been commercialized. The Piri Muridi issue is something which earns a lot of money, which brings a lot of money to the person who is playing the part of Peer Sahib or Murshid or spiritual mentor. Such people, they annually go and visit the murids and collect a lot of money from them. And these poor murids, their minds are set. Many of them would not even give zakat. Many of them would not even give charities to the masjids in their vicinity or in the madrasa or in the Darul Uloom. But they will give fat amount of money in the hands of such Peer Sahib, because this is how their minds are made up. And they collect huge amount of money and they live very comfortable life, most of these Peer Sahiban. They drive beautiful cars, they live in beautiful homes, and many of them are such that their homes are full with LCD televisions. Every room will have a separate LCD television, and most expensive things that they have, and they have access and they buy for themselves. And they call it Nazarana. It's the beautiful name for that robbing the pockets of the murids. The beautiful name that's kept is Nazarana. So even the murids amongst themselves, they spread the word around that, you know, Peer Sahib is coming, we must give him Nazarana, it's very good. This is the practice of pious people, you will get a lot of barakah, a lot of blessings. Even if a poor murid doesn't have much money, he will still try to collect a few hundreds so he can also be part of those who are getting blessings. And the many of those Peer Sahiban, they speak a lot of lies and they deceive and they cheat. Muslims must be very aware and they must not let anybody abuse their wealth and their resources. Piri Muridi is not about making money. Piri Muridi is about Islah. Piri Muridi is all about uplifting the individuals and removing their difficulties, spiritual difficulties and doubts, and making them prepared to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is the only way for the closeness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If a person does not perform his salat and he is engaged in mahfil of dhikrullah, he will never find qurb and the closeness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And this type of understanding has been given to many of the murids of such Peer Sahib who are not ulama, who are not pious, and who are unable to transmit the knowledge. Therefore, they will make them engaged in nafli ibadat, because nafli ibadat are occasional and nafli ibadat are easy. Performing five times daily salat and other shari'i restrictions And many of these Peer Sahiban, they do not stop intermingling of sexes. In fact, ladies or female murids, they come and sit with them, they talk to them face to face, the eye contact is there. And in order to justify that, they normally say that these are the daughters, these are the spiritual daughters. So that is another trick of shaitan. There is no such thing as daughter. If a woman is not your daughter, she is not your daughter. She is ghair mahram woman, and the rules and regulations that apply to any other ghair mahram woman would be applied here as well, even if she is the murid, particular Peer Sahib. So dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, these are very important matters and very sensitive matters, and not a lot of people touch these topics or discuss these topics. The reason is that those people who are involved in these type of Piri Muridis, they can get very aggressive, they can get very upset, and they can get very abusive. It's not necessary that a person who's from the children of any salih or pious person, he must be a pious or a salih or a Peer Sahab as well. But in our culture, we automatically take that person as a great spiritual personality as long as he is from the children of certain pious people or pious family. Therefore, in this silsila, we learn that such type of earning is not allowed, and we must not become victim of such people who are deceiving us under the name of ruhaniya and spirituality. The greatest of earning method is to earn your money, your wealth via jihad, engaging in the jihad, and the booty, the mali ghanimat which you collect, and the amount of wealth which comes in your share, that is the best wealth. But the purpose should be ilai kalimatullah, means to raise the word of Islam, to raise the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, to raise the flag of Islam. The purpose should not be that I'm going to earn money. If that's the purpose, then it would not be regarded as the best way of earning. And number two is the business through tijara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a lot of barakah in tijara. Therefore, many of the people who are in business would have a lot of barakah in their rozi, in their rizq, and they would have enough for themselves and for the poor and for the masajid and for the madrasas and for the darul ulooms or for any other good work that is happening in the Muslim society. And number three is the agriculture. So after business is the agriculture. And then after agriculture is the manufacturing goods. And of course, the other trades and those things will come after that. A person who has something for the day to survive, to eat, to live, it is haram for him to beg. If a person doesn't have anything at all, not even food for the day, he is the only person who is allowed to beg. Unfortunately, these days, begging is also a profession of making money. As we discussed, Piri Muridi has become a profession of making money. So some people are beggars and son of beggars and son of beggars. It's a family of beggars. Every member of the family, if you ask what's their work, what do they do? No, they beg. That's their work. So this type of money that they earn is mali khabith. and it's impure wealth, this should be returned to the people from where they have taken. And if they are unable to identify where they have taken from, then this should be given in charity without any intention of thawab. A person who learns the knowledge of deen, or he learns Quran Kareem, he becomes Hafiz, or he becomes Qari, he becomes Alim, and he stops earning, meaning he doesn't work anymore. This person eats his deen. What it means that he eats his deen? He thinks that people will look at him and they will think that he is Alim, or he is Hafiz, or he is Qari, and he is not earning, and therefore they must give him something. And he is sitting there with that hope that people will come and give him some money. So he is eating his own deen. In other words, that this type of earning is not jais. As far as taking salary for the teaching purpose is concerned, that is allowed and that is halal. For example, there is an alim whose duty is to perform the salat, or to teach people, to deliver certain lectures, or to educate students in the madrasa or in the Darul Uloom, or even there is a hafiz or qari, and he is appointed to teach and educate children or adults or whoever. That ijara, that work is jais and allowed. The mutaakhirin ulama, the later ulama, have given the fatwa that this is allowed and people can take such jobs and earn money and salaries against it. A person who has collected money through haram means, for example, gamblings, robbing, stealing, by making frauds, cheating people, or any other form of haram money he has collected. He has earned a lot of interest, riba. And if the heirs of such person, they know that certain amount of wealth or the whole amount of wealth that our father or our elder has left is haram, they should return that money back to the owners. Actually, the money still belongs to those people from whom he has taken via the wrong ways, the haram ways. And if don't know where he has taken the money from, but they know that this money is haram, then that money should be given as charity. But again, I would emphasize that in such type of giving, the intention of thawab must not be there. In fact, the person should think that he has been put under a burden. So that money is a burden upon his shoulders, and he has to throw that money away. And if a person is not certain, is not sure whether the money is halal or haram, there's a doubt, then such money can be given as a charity to the close relatives as well. For example, person can give that money to his father, or to his son, mother or sister, or any relative. In this case, it is not necessary that the money should be given to a stranger. In the first situation, where it is confirmed that the money is haram, then it cannot be given to the relatives. In the second situation, where it's doubtful whether the money is haram or halal, then it can be given as sadaqah to a close relative. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in today's silsala, we have learned many beautiful madni flowers regarding earnings. We have learned when it is fard to earn, when it is mustahab to earn, when it is mubah to earn, and when it is haram or prohibited to earn. And we have also learned many of the professions which are very good, and many of the professions which are very bad. And we have learned that how people abuse some of the beautiful Islamic faculties or spiritual faculties in order to earn money, in order to increase their wealth. And we as Muslims must be very alert and careful that our hard-earning monies are used for the best type of work and activities, so we can get the best reward and best benefit of our hard-earning money on the Day of Judgment. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Keeping that in mind, the Madani channel also offers a beautiful silsila on Madani channel called Ahkam-e-Tijarat. Now in Ahkam-e-Tijarat, all business-related questions are asked, and the Muftiyan-e-Ikram, the learned ulama, they give answers. And those answers help us how to make our rozi halal, how to avoid certain things which are making our rizq haram. And it is necessary for us to earn halal rizq and feed halal rizq to our families. These days we find that there's no barakah left. Du'as are not accepted. Our hearts are not into ibadat. We are running away from the masajid as if somebody is chasing us away. We hardly want to be close to the masjid. We want to be the last one to come and first one to leave. Do we think and realize why all these things are happening to us these days? Did we ponder upon our risk? Did we ponder upon our kasab, our way of earning? Is it not something that we are taking which is not lawful, which is haram? And the very same earning we are spending upon our children, and our children are becoming disobedient. Their character is being rotten, and they're developing evil habits, and there's no respect for elders or for anybody. And they're getting involved in drugs, in other type of evil activities that are taking place in the society. So if we ponder upon it and we scrutinize all our methods and means of earnings, so inshallah azza wa jal, we would be able to reform ourselves. We would be able to rectify many things which are wrong, and we are doing it. It is necessary for every Muslim, for every businessman, for every tradesman, for every manufacturer to sit with authentic qualified ulama ikram and put their whole operation in front of them to assess and to check whether they're doing everything right or they're going wrong some way. So if they are going wrong some way, they can be advised and they can put it right or they can rectify it. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and chance to earn halal rizq, and the rizq which would help us to make more ibadat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and make us successful in the Akhirah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.